Emerald Star. Written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Finty Williams.
What are you doing here, child? This is no place for a little lass like you. Come on, tell me your name. I drew myself up as tall as I could, standing on tiptoe in my clumpy boots. I am not a child, I said haughtily, though I knew I was so small and slight I did not look anywhere near 14. My name is... But then I hesitated foolishly. My name is Hetty Feather, but I had never felt it was my real name. It was a comical name chosen at random when Mama handed me to the matron at the Foundling Hospital when I was only a few days old. I had been christened Hetty Feather in the hospital chapel, and people had been calling me that name in irritation and anger ever since. I was not a placid child, and found it hard to stick to the rigid rules and regulations of the hospital. My hot temper and wild spirit made me stand out from all the other foundlings as clearly as my bright red hair. I was plain, the smallest and slightest in my year, and cursed with my carrot hair. But I did have bright blue eyes, my one good feature. I fancied my mama might have called me Sapphire if she'd been able to keep me. When at last I found her, I discovered she really had wondered about naming me her little Sapphire. I tried to call myself Sapphire Battersea when I left the hospital to go into service, proudly adopting Mama's distinctive surname, but they laughed at me in my new position and said Sapphire wasn't a servant's name. I did not want to be a servant. When I was dismissed in disgrace, I ran away to Mama, only to discover the dreadful truth that she was dying of consumption. I had to earn my living all that sad summer by the sea when I visited her daily. I could not find any respectable work at all, so I chose a disreputable job instead. I fashioned my beautiful green velvet Sunday best dress into a mermaid costume and joined Mr. Clarendon's Seaside Curiosities as a star attraction. I was Emerald, the amazing pocket-sized mermaid. My new dear friend, Frida, the female giant, called me Emerald every day.